Right, so he said, L'kavod Rosh Chodesh, Nisan still, covered almost ER, Nishim Rafecha, covered Parsh Tazri Mitzora, covered all Tzadikim. So today's a big day. One, it's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, it's a big day. But two, on a smaller level, it's also Rav Chaim Vital's Yerzei. So Rav Chaim Vital is mamish. Pashtus. Hans V, it's something cool. Chaim Vital's Gematria, my wife's name.
No.
Today. I was like, this is nuts. I was like, I can't look at my wife the same night. And I was like, something, I don't know. So, no, I started today. So the Nakuda is that, you know, when you say the word of Chaim Vital, Chaim Vital is everything. Everything we have from the Ariya Kaddish. You know what I mean? It's just from Chaim Vital. So it's going to be two parts to this shir, Chabura. One is a Chabura, but first let's speak about Chaim Vital a little bit. Just tell us some meisim about him. Almost a person who's not from this world. So I'm just going to read from this book. It's good for people to get it. It's called, basically, Shivchei Ari, translated into English, The Life of the Arizal. Read it over Pesach. Mamish. I got a lot of chizuk from just reading these meisim. So Rav Chaim Vital, one is that he was the Talmud of Ariya Kaddish, right? The main Talmud of Ariya Kaddish. He's buried in Damascus, not in Eretz Yisrael. He's everything, mamish everything. So you can't even say. Let's just read some stories about him, right? So basically, when the Ari, I'll just read it from this. This is from the Igros Harash Shlomo relates. Before the Arizal came to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chaim Vital was mamish. He was toiling Torah. He mamish knew that he wrote a commentary on the Zohar himself, right? So according to introductions of the Zohar is what he wrote on it, right? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Rav Chaim Vital's loyal heart to Hashem and the great desire of his neshama, which was aching to understand the secrets of Torah, Hashem immediately communicated via Ruach Kodesh to the man of God, Rav Yitzchak Ashkenazi, who was the Ariya Kodesh, right? And he said to him, he commanded through Eliyahu Navi to the Arizal, he says, you have to go up from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because you have to teach all of your wisdom to a Torah scholar named Rav Chaim Vital. Because he will fill your place to give life to others. That's why it's called Chaim, right? So the Ariya Kaddish went to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim in order to teach Rav Chaim Vital. Because he was informed by the Navi that your whole reason for coming into this world was just to give over everything you have to Rav Chaim Vital. Right? So it happens to be that when he's there, he waited 6 months for him. It's a whole maysa that Rav Chaim Vital first said, why should I have to go to the Arizal? Like, I'm a big person myself. He said, I don't need to go to him. Until Rav Chaim Vital came to the Arizal, and he asked, he wanted to test the Arizal. So he asked the Arizal, pshat in the Zohar. And the Arizal, mamish, like, owned him. You know what I mean? Like, owned him. It says that Rav Chaim Vital went home that night, mamish cried himself to sleep, fasted, cried the whole night. The Arizal saw him the next day, he's like, he did tshuva, now he could be my Talmud. Right? But that's just, so we see that one thing, the Arizal, we know the Ariya Kaddish, came to the world just to give over Torah to Rav Chaim Vital. Right? So, another maisa with him. So one of the reasons why it says that the Ari informed him that he was a Nitzotzer Gilgal of Rabbi Akiva. Right? So he said that just as you are Nitzotzer Rabbi Akiva and my neshama of the Ari is a Nitzotzer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says just as Rabbi Akiva taught Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so now we've come back that I have to give over to you. So since you gave over to me, now I have to give over to you. So that was the Nakuda then. Alright? So another maisa of Rav Chaim Vital, he says that once I said to the Arizal, I'm not a fool to think that I'm the most worthy person in the generation to study Kabbalah. Don't I know who I am? Don't I know my deeds? Don't I know that there are many greater tzaddikim than me? So he said to the Arizal, why do you always praise me? I'm a low person. You don't need to do so much. I know myself. I know that I'm not worthy. He says there's Rav Yosef Cairo, there are Vaz, the Alshich, Rav Malevi, Bruchim, all these tzaddikim. What? He said, why did you choose me? Right? The Arizal said to him, did we know each other from before? What did I gain from even choosing you? You're the smallest and youngest from everyone here. I shouldn't have chosen you. I should have picked someone much greater, someone a world-known scholar. Right? So this proves that I didn't choose you for nothing. I chose you because you're greater than everyone else. Meaning what? That he said like this. It's a good muster. He says, people's levels aren't as people assume they are. If you would only know all the hidden faults that people have, you'd be mamish amazed. I don't want to reveal secrets to other people, but you should know that I measured and tested it on a scale and didn't find anyone else as sufficient as you. This is enough because I am not permitted to express all these things clearly. And this is why it says that man sees with his eyes and Hashem sees the heart. Therefore, be strong and courageous and rejoice with your lot and your level. So the Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital, says, you think that everyone else you see is so perfect, believe me that not everyone you see, you know, it's a good chizak for us also, is that sometimes we see a person like, oh, I wish I could be like, you know, saying Torahs like that. I wish I could be learning like that. Don't be jealous of what someone else, because you don't know what some, we hear it in both ways. See, don't judge someone else until you're in their shoes, but also don't judge someone else if they're like the tzaddik ador. Like, don't be jealous of them. You know, focus on your own thing. And this is what he was telling to Reb Chaim Vital, is that yes, there might be greater tzaddikim and people world known, but you're the one I want, because you're greater than all of them. Why? Because you're you. Right? So a person has to believe in themselves. So another nekuda, that this is something that mamish, that this is something that applies to us very much. It says that one time I asked my master and teacher, why do you say that my soul is so special, right? The smallest of the earlier generations was a far greater tzaddik and chassid than I am. I don't reach his ankles. So Reb Chaim Vital said, why do you think I'm such a big person? I'm nothing. So this is what Dari said. Dari answered him, you should know that the greatness of man isn't solely determined by his deeds. The generations and the times are also taken into account. I mean, it's not just Tala on who you are now. It's talking about what's your sviva also, right? A small deed, this is talking about the Arizal, how many years, 1500s, right? A small deed in this generation is equivalent to many great mitzvahs in previous ones. Because in these generations, the klipos are very strong without end. This wasn't the case in previous generations. Think of that, if that's the Arizal talking to Reb Chaim Vital then. Think of what it's like for us now, in this generation, where, you know, you can't even imagine. Right? The Ari explained to me that had I lived in previous generations, my deeds and wisdoms would have been more wonderful than those of many early tzaddikim. Like Chazal say, Noach was a tzaddik in his generation. But if he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been an even greater tzaddik. Therefore, he said, it shouldn't bother me at all, because my soul is actually greater than many earlier tzaddikim, from the times of Tanaim and Amoraim. I mean, that a person has to realize that don't compare yourself like, wow, this guy, this tzaddik fasted 82 days straight. Yeah, but that's his thing. Our generation now is, if you could daven mincha with kavana in one bracha, that say one word with kavana, that's a big deal, you know? Yeah, you'll get to mincha, you know? You have like 7 more hours.
I should remember.
You know? But that's the deal. So that's just some nice about Reb Chaim Vital, just who the person was himself. And, you know, just to read one thing that he says here, just from, he has a sefer Rosh Hashanah called Shari Kedusha. So in the Hakdamah to it, he's like this. He says, Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'heimu atim. He says, I see b'nei aliyah, and they're very little. Not so much. Mishtokim la'los v'asulam nis'al minim. People that really want to grow. You know, this is what it is with Reb Chaim Vital. He's looking for b'nei aliyah. He's looking for to give over to b'nei aliyah. So it is to choose that derech of Reb Chaim Vital. Not to say that you have to be a mekobel, but just to try to be a b'nei aliyah, someone looking to grow, that I want to get to more pnimis, I want to tap in. It says, like we know it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ashrei Misha Amala B'Torah V'Osen Nachas Yoch Liyotzo. Right? We know that it says that praiseworthy is a person who's amel himself in Torah and tries to give Nachas Ruach. So Reb Chaim Vital says, what does it mean? It says, Ki Misha Amal B'Torah Eino Lito Pras Kal Atzma. When you're being osek in Torah, don't do it to take something for yourself. Ela La'asos Nachas Ruach Liyotzo. Just plain and pashut. Just to give a nachas ruach. That's Reb Chaim Vital's marching orders to us. On his yurtzeit, to take something from Reb Chaim Vital. That what? The nekuda is that now that we're learning together right now, that it's just be, everything we do here is just to give nachas ruach to Borei Olam. Person mechazik yourself, that when you're learning, it's not about how much you know, it's not about how impressive you are. It's about that you come every day, Hashem, I just want to give you nachas ruach. When I'm davening, Hashem, I don't even know what I'm saying sometimes. Just give nachas ruach. So that's the nekuda. So b'schus Reb Chaim Vital, b'schus Yagalinu, b'schus Reb Mamshech, all these ors, and like Chaim Vital, b'matri oneg, right? Just to get an oneg in Avodas Hashem, Chaim, our life should be full of chias, b'schus to tap into the wonderful world of Chaim Vital and Ari HaKadosh. Alright, so now let's speak a little bit. Yeah? So, you know, Reb Nachman said about himself, he's an Yitzchak of the Arizal, so I learned a little Reb Nachman. Hi, new chaver, welcome back. Post Pesach, Shema. So it goes like this. So Rabbeinu says in Torah Yilchas in the Nekudat Maran, yeah? So he says, I guess, da. Ki l'chol davar yish tachlis. He says that everything that there is in the world, there's a tachlis to it, yeah? And ula tachlis, yish o tachlis. And every tachlis has another tachlis. Gavol me'al gavol, l'mashol, tachlis binin habayis. What's the point of building a house? Kideshe la'adam makom manoch, so you can have somewhere to live, somewhere to rest. V'tachas ha'menucha, so what's the point of menucha? Kideshe yuchal b'koach hazeh la'avod Hashem, so that you can serve Hashem. V'tachas ha'avod Hashem is duh, 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 duh. There's always, whenever you have a tachas, there's always something higher than that, yeah? So v'tachlis shekol davar hu mechuber lemachshav v'aseichel. Says the tachlis of every single thing is connected to the machshava you had. Meaning what? Yosir me'ar davar shezeh tachlis ba menu. V'kar v'tachlis machshava bekeir v'yosir ben davar. He says, what does this mean? Ki sof maaseh machshava techila. Right? The last action you do was in the first machshava. It says, nimtza, she'asof v'tachlis, the end part, hu techilas machshava, was the first thought. V'karav la u'meitachlis nishtal shal ma'isa. It says, from the tachlis comes around the ma'isa. So he says, what does it mean? Just understand a little better. L'mashal. Yeah? K'she'olav machshav liv nos l'bais. When a person thinks that I want to build a house. Yeah? B'vada ha'bais eino nivne b'vaz achas. The house isn't built yet. Right? Ela tzarech l'hachin eitzim. Right? You already, okay, I'm building this mansion. And you know, you ever go to like a project, any building project. You see, like, the whole thing laid out, right? Everything's already, like, there, yeah? Yeah? So it says, before, so now you see what the project, you see what the tach is going to be, but then what you have to do, you have to get wood. Ulesates linos kol eitz v'eitz l'fitark. You have to build each part how it's supposed to be. V'achar kach nivnem nishlam bayis. Then you can build the bayis, and then you can finish it. So it says, sof maisa, the end, machshav t'chila. V'nimtza, shlemos habayis, shi tachas habinyon. V'sofo, hayav machshav t'chila. Right? Really, the sof is connected to the rish, to the rosh. Nimsa, shetachlis hu karav l'machshav yoser me'aschas ha'maisa. That the tachlis, the end part, is really the rosh itself. Yeah? So there's an inyan that I think I want to speak about a little bit. That there's an inyan of being mekusher, the rosh and the sof together. Right? The end and the beginning and the beginning and the end. Yeah? So, Baruch Hashem, Hazocha be in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. So, Tamam Shech Oros of Pesach is the Torah I thought about on Shabbos Kodesh in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. So I figured that once I had this Machshav on Shabbos, I even told Yosef Chaim, I was on the plane with him, said, Mitz Hashem, I said Chabur this week, has to be in Eretz Yisrael Dik Torah. So, let's see what we got. So I was learning this on Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael. So, it's in Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Dine HaKiddush B'Layla L'Vayom, yeah? So it's mitzvahs aseh min haTorah, l'kadosh es yom haShabbos v'dvarim, right? It's a mitzvahs aseh to be sanctified Shabbos with words. Sh'nemar zachar es yom haShabbos v'kacho. Klomar zachriyu zechir haShabbos v'kiddush. It's talking about kiddush. Make kiddush to say with words, that's what you mekadosh Shabbos, mitzvahs aseh. V'tzarach l'zachro b'kninsaso b'kiddush, v'gam b'yitziyaso b'avdala. That what? You mekadosh it at the knisa, and you also mekadosh it at the yitziyah. V'siknu chachamim sh'tei zechira zo al kos yayin ben knisaso ben betziaso. So what do you do? When you enter into Shabbos, you have a kos yayin, gematria hamikvah, yeah? And also, when you go out of Shabbos, you also have a kos yayin. So you see, on the spot I thought of, that's already in India, what? You're mekash at the beginning and the end, right? How do we say, what's the words in Kol Mekadesh? Ha'me achrim atzeis min ha'Shabbos u'mim harim lavo. You're mekash the rishis and the achrs, the achrs and the rishis together. Yeah, so you see, at the beginning of Shabbos, and when you make Havdalah on Shabbos, what do? You're really, in essence, you're going back to the beginning of Shabbos. Yeah? So listen to this. Also in Zion, he says, V'tov l'kadesh b'layla al kos gadol, right? It's good to, on Leil Shabbos, to use a big kos. Why? She'yishayer mimenu l'kiddush hayom al Havdalah. So you should have enough remaining when you make Havdalah. That what? That when you come to Havdalah, you're tapping back in to the rishis of Shabbos. It's kind of like we do in Adon Olam, right? This is from Moshe Tzvi one time. That Adon Olam, right, we start davening every day, Adon Olam, and what do you end davening with? On Shabbos, Adon Olam. And also, I have this every week when we daven in Mariv, right? They help you Nusuf Sfar, they do this, right? When you start Mariv, you say Baruch Hu, and when you finish Mariv on Shabbos also, you do Baruch Hu whenever I daven for the Olam. I always make sure to do it in the Niggin of Shabbos. That what? That now we finished Mariv, but I'm almost ready to go back into Mariv. That right when I start, when I finish, I'll be mekasher back to the beginning of it. Yeah?
That's why Wednesday, we say chudar
arba. Yeah, because you're already entering in.
Shabbos, because, you know, Shabbos ends Tuesday, right? So right on Wednesday, when it's the end, then we say chudar arba also.
Wednesday's already the beginning, though.
Yeah, but it's the same in it, to be mekasher at the end of the beginning.
Okay, here.
You should leave enough wine.
You should use a big kos. To make Kiddush, it's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, yeah? It says you should use a big kos for Leil Shabbos, that you have enough wine remaining for Avdalah, yeah? again, you have to check in if the person holds of leaving it overnight or not. But definitely, also you see from the Ari has this in Halacha also, you should leave over the El Shabbos that there should be remaining on the table. See here that there's any though that when you're leaving Shabbos, right, you're tapping back into the beginning, right? So there's this any you see from two places in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that you're being Mekash, the Rishis and the Achris, yeah? Right, and that's what we say in the Chadodi. Sof Masa, Machshavot, we'll come back to that Nekuda. It's a nice Ramaz on that too. Right? Have that for Dal. So we see again that any of Bim Kasha Sof together. So now, Dafka at this time of the year, you see this happening a lot. That any of Bim Kasha Sof in the Achris, yeah? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chof Ches Gimel, yeah? Familiar with the any of Atbash? Yeah? So Atbash comes in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, so it's fine. I told it to someone over Yontif. I told them, oh, you're familiar with Atbash? They're like, oh yeah, but it's like, I was like, oh, you know where it's from? I was like, it's in Shulchan Aruch. He's like, oh. You know, it's like funny. You say the word Atbash, like, oh no, it's like cute Ramazan. No, I was like, oh no. You know, so it goes like this. So it's in Gimel. He says, Simin Lekvias Moadim Atbash Gar Dak Hatz. Right, Vav. Yeah, Perish. So what does that mean? Biyom Rishon Shal Pesach Yele Olam Tishbav. So that's Atbash, right? So Aleph of Pesach is tough. That's Tishbav. V'simin al Matos Merurim Yochluhu. Biyom Sheni, right, is Bash. Bo Shvuos. So whatever the second day of Pesach is, right, is going to be the day Shvuos falls out on. Uviyom Shlishi, right, which is Gash, Gar, Bo Rosh Hashanah. Right, whatever the third day of Pesach is, it's Rosh Hashanah. Biyom Revi bo Kriyas Torah, Shu Simchas Torah. Right? Biyom Chamishi bo Tzom Kippur, right? The Hay and the Tzadik. Biyom Shishi, right? Vav and Pei bo Purim, Shavar. That means that it was Purim last year, yeah? So therefore you see what? What's Atbash? It's always going from what? The Rishis to the Achris. And it comes up from where? Where do you learn this from? From Pesach. It's all built around where's Pesach, yeah? So come back to that also, because that's whenever Purim is, that's when Lag BaOmer is also getting close to Lag BaOmer, right? So you see, okay, by Hilchos Pesach that comes up, yeah. So again in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Chav Ches, right? It's the first Simin of Pesach, yeah, of Hilchos Pesach. So I heard this from Moshe Tzvi, yeah. Is that what's in the first Simin of Hilchos Pesach? Is that there's an Inyan? Is that the day after Pesach Isru Chag? You should be marbe kitzas in Achila and Shtia. You shouldn't fast. What's that doing at the beginning? Alright? So I heard from Rushdie a couple years ago also that Lashonov, it came up today in Gemara Beitza, is that it says that Asur Yasa is talking about like something bundled up. So the word of Asur is to bundle something up. So Isru Chag means that what? You gather up the Yontif and you make it a kiyum on it. Right? But Rushdie was saying is that it's interesting, you see Isru Chag, which is the end of Pesach, is the first halach in Pesach. Why? Again, there's something happening here. The Rishis and the Achris are again being connected with each other, yeah? So also, if you look in the Sefer Sifsei Chen, yeah? So there's a big connection, right? We know what the Ramban says. That the Ramban says that Pesach to Shavuos, Sfiras Omer is just one big Chol Moed, yeah? So Achris Hayamim of Pesach, right, is really just Shavuos, yeah? So Sifsei Chen says like this. He says, it's brought down from Nari HaKadosh. He says that on Lel Pesach, all the oros come down. It's like, it's funny, because Leil Pesach is called what? Leil Seder. But if you look in like Pnimius, it's mamash, the whole night is just locus Seder. There's no Seder to it. First of all, Rav Shor points out that normally the Seder of life is Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. First you wash yourself off, then you do two, then you could be Mekadesh yourself. The whole Indian of the Seder is Kadesh Urchatz. Opposite of the Seder. Right? Which teaches you that there's really no such thing as Seder in the world. Yeah, there's only Seder of Lamal Menetev. Right? So he says that basically all the oros come down on Leil Seder. It's mamash chesed. Chesed, it's the biggest night of chesed. So then after that, what happens? We go into Lag BaOmer, right? So the Zohar says that basically you're zochet to the Nunshari Bina on Leil Pesach, but then you lose it. It goes away. You lose that moch, yeah? And then Lag BaOmer, the Zohar says that's why a person has to make sure you count every single day of Pesach. A very strong word. It says don't miss a day. Why? Because every day you're going out from one of the gates of Tumah. Until you come to Shavuos, right? But what's the Nakuda here? On Shavuos, what day is Shavuos? It's day 50. So you get back on Shavuos the oros from Pesach. So what happens again? The Rishis and the Achris come back together. The whole Nakuda of Sfiras Omer is just to get there. Yeah? Yeah. So then you get back those oros of Leil Seder. So Lag B'Omer also. Yeah? So Lag B'Omer, which is Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. So I saw this in Shvi LePinchas. Is that as a Sfarim bring down that what? That Lag B'Omer is called Rosh Hashanah LePinimis. The Pinimis HaTorah. It's the Rosh Hashanah Pinimis HaTorah. So it's interesting because also we know that, right, in Pirkei Avos, which we learned this time of the year, that one of the opinions is, oh, what's the best meat to have? Lev Tov. So B'nai Saskar speaks about how Sfiras Omer is broken up into Lev Tov. Lamed Beis days, and then once you get to Lag B'Omer, you have Tov days. So it's Lev Tov. So you see there's two parts to it. Yeah? So you see that Lag B'Omer is an end. It's the end of a Velus, the end of the Lev part. And it's also beginning. It's Rosh Hashanah LePnimius. So Lag B'Omer itself also has that meaning of the Rishis and Achris. I want to say maybe B'Derech Rem is also, maybe you could say this, I think in Hilchos of B'dikas Chametz, right? What do you use to check B'dikas Chametz? It says you're not allowed to use a torch. You have to use something very small, a tiny little candle. So from a tiny little candle on Erev Pesach becomes a ginormous bonfire in Lag B'Omer, right? So it's again, that I've never seen it anywhere. It's a Derech Efsher. I would love to see if you see something like that. But you see that the B'dikas Chametz Ner becomes a ginormous bonfire, and that's why everyone comes to Rishon Baruch Chai, because Rishon Baruch Chai is Megala that you're clean. You're good. He is not the one who says Banam Atel Mashen Kedem. It's Rav Meir, who's a contemporary of him. But Rishon Baruch Chai says Rash Bila Kol. So that's for everyone. Right? That's why in case someone has a Shabbaton on that Shabbos, if you have a family simcha, right? Because Rashvi is your tati, you zuche to get out of the Shabbaton to get to the family simcha.
Amen.
Right? So that's that nekuda. So also, right? So just again, all we're doing right here now is we're just bringing different inyanim just to build up this inyan that you see there's something going on of the kash, the rishis, and the achris together. So one more proof is that at B'dikas Chametz, it's interesting because at B'dikas Chametz we say a bracha, right? But why don't we say Shechianu? Yeah, anyone know? Why when we do B'dikas Chametz, why don't we say Shechianu? If you haven't checked B'dikas Chametz until now, say Shechianu. So B'nai Yisrael brings that beautifully because it's not anything new. What's Chametz? Chametz, and who's the Yitzhahara? The Zohar says the Yitzhahara is Amalek. It says you already started Mechiyas Amalek on Purim. So it's the completion. Hold on, but it's also, it's a dip. Maybe we say Shechianu. It's the beginning of it. It's again, it's the Reishis and the Achris coming together. That's why Amalek is itself. It says Reishis got Amalek, V'achriso Adeovid. That Amalek is the Reishis and the Achris. Because Amalek gets in the way of the Mekash, the Reishis and the Achris. Right? So also, if you look in terms of the year, right? Adar is the Achris. Nisan is the Reishis. Right? So Rashi says in Megillah, is that what's the Mishnichas Adar Mar B'Simcha? Because the Nisim of what? Of Adar and Nisan. Again, you're Mekusher, Adar and Nisan, Reishis and Achris, and Dafka, what's going on during that time? Mechias Amalek. So Amalek tries to get in that way of the Mekash, the Reishis and the Achris. Okay? So now that we build up all those in Yom, we see this is, something's going on here. So what's our abode during this time of the year? So I was thinking about this dafka in the airport. I got once I got my bags off the thing, and like I was just on fire. So I said like, oh, such a chiyus just to, because you know when you're in Eretz Yisrael, everything's like fire. Everything's schmuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. When I got back from Eretz Yisrael, I was like, I couldn't like, it was hard to breathe even, you know what I mean? Like, the air of like, Yerushalayim, your Kodesh, davening, like, you know what I mean? You can't explain it. I said like, what's the chizik now to go though? What, how do you go fight it? Yeah? So then it goes like this. If you look right now, the Maisa, we're in the final stretch of summer's month. You know what I mean? Like, you could see the finish line already. You could tell, okay, my job's starting soon in the summer, I'm going to camp, or whatever it is. So the question is, how do you finish a race? You know, there's some people, once they see the finish line, oh, okay, relax a little bit, it's good, I have to get prepared for Bein Hazmanim, so I should relax for Bein Hazmanim. Or if you're in a race, you push the hardest when you're at that finish line, yeah? But what's the deal? Because sometimes you're tired from a long race, right? The nikud is that now you have to finish mamash on fire. It's tapping into the rishis at the achris. That's the nikud now. Is that when you're at the Achris of the year, you have to go back to the Reishis and get that Chizuk from the Reishis. Yeah? That's why we say, it says in the Torah, right, that Tamid Eini Hashem El Kechaba May Reishis Hashana V'yad Achris Shana. Yeah? So the Satmar Rav is a famous Torah, he says, that May Reishis, so the question is, it starts May Reishis Hashana V'yad Achris Shana. So why did the Reishis is Hashana and the Achris is just Shana? Why? He says, because at the beginning of the year, everyone says, this is going to be Hashana. This is going to be the year. And when you get to the end of the year, it was just Shana. It was just a plain old year. So the Nakuda is that instead of coming to that, now our goal is that what? We tap back into the Rishis Hashana. And we're Mamshich that Achris is just continuing that. I'm Mikash, the Rishis, and the Achris together right now. Yeah? So that's the Nakuda here. That's why Rishis is Gematria Tishrei. That in Tishrei, we're all on fire in our avoda, in davening Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Amen. Right? What's that?
Where's that puzzle that has the Hashanah?
It's in Sefer Devarim. So I don't have it on me now, but remind me later, I'll get it to you. It's in Sefer Devarim. Right? Speaking about Eretz Yisrael. Right? So, Mereshis Hashanah about Achashanah. Yes, that's a Reshis Gematria Tishrei. Is a Tishrei, we're all on fire. Everyone has hope in Tishrei. Even you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur, you have Sukkot. It's so geschmack, right? It's called the Esa, the Yerach HaEsanim, the highest point of the year. But now the Nakuda is that's not lost, though. That's not lost bichlal. You're tapping back into that right now, yeah? So that's the Nakuda now, full speed, right? So it goes like this. We have to refuel ourselves.
Atbash of Tishrei.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. That's good. So the Rav Tzvi Meir says this in you, yeah? He says from the Zohar Kaddish. Is that beautiful? And have you said it? That there's two drachim. There's Aleph Beis Gimel Dad Hey, and there's Tashrak. Right? So Tishrei is a time of Din, right? And Nisan is a time of Chesed, yeah? Yismuchu Hashemayim Sagat Arts, yeah? So the Zohar says that's Chodesh Aviv. Yeah, so Aviv is Aleph Beis. And then in Mispar Katan, Yud is Aleph and Aleph Beis. So it's Aleph Beis, Aleph Beis. So it's also that Aleph plus Beis is Gimel. So it's Aleph Beis Gimel. But he says that's the Nakuda. Is that you're bringing now, you're being Mekasha to Tishrei into Nisan. That's why there's two days. When was the world created? Tishrei or Nisan. So we have to Mekasha that. The Nisan's also, it's not the end of the year. It's Mamash, brand new starting. And I'm fire now. Yeah? So this is the Indian of Lag BaOmer. That what do we do in Lag BaOmer? We make a Madura, right? Make a huge, the whole thing is about that fire. So Rav Shor brings down a sefer on Lag BaOmer. He says, Maduras Eish is Gematria 951, is Gematria Shema Yisrael. Yeah? Shema Yisrael is Gematria Maduras Eish. So what? No, just Shema Yisrael, 951. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenesh, Shema Chad is 1118. Here it says just Shema Yisrael. So now we go to the Baal Hilula of the day. Chaim Vital Shtita. Ah, it's Chesigin later. Meduras Eish, Mem Dalid, Vav Reish Taf, Aleph Shin, Meduras Eish, and Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Yeah? So it goes like this. So what's the Nakuda now of Shema Yisrael? So Rav Chaim Vital says in his Shari Kedusha, which I said before, in Shari V. Yeah? Shari V, Chelek. Chelek Rishon Sharavi. He says that he goes through all the mitzvahs. Yeah, so he says that the Kaddish and Shmo Yisbarach b'Mesiras Nafsho laHariga b'Koach. He says when you say the following words of the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shema Kenech Shema Chod. So in Shema Yisrael, what's the kavana to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim b'Mesiras Nefesh? That what I'm being mekabel upon myself Dal Misos Beisdin. That when you say Shema Yisrael, the Ari brings down Shar Kavanos that a person should have be mechavin. That when you're saying Echad. Right, echad the dalish mechavin that I'm being mekal upon myself, mesiras nefesh dalad misos based in skila sreifa herig chenek. So the end of Shema Yisrael is what time of mesiras nefesh. That now during the year, during this time of the year, see a lot of people. You know, I can relax a little bit. You know, it's NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball starting up, football draft. People, you know, make a whole mice out of that. You know. I don't even know what else people can get into. But any, you know, you could just start relaxing more. Right? That's all, you could chill, right? You feel that happening. The ikar now of a Ben Aliyah, like we're talking about for Chaim Vital, is that no. Now it's Mesiras Nefesh time. Why? Because everyone around you just chills. You know, you start wearing the, again, not a person should wear polo shirts if you feel comfortable in that. But it just also, but it comes with a certain hashkafa that I start relaxing. I could wear shorts into the base medrash. It's hot out. I could just wear Crocs. But the Indian is, no, now you mamish push. It's Mesiras Nefesh. Because everyone else is looking towards that finish line. Oh, I'm done. It's almost over. I could chill. The Iker now is, no, you push harder than ever. Matan Torah. You're coming to Matan Torah. Right? Sefiras Omer itself, the Zohar Kadosh says, every day of Sefiras Omer, you go out of one of the Shari Tumah, and you're nichas into one of the Shari Kedusha. Right? But that's an akuda now. It's a person has to have Mesiras Nefesh. That to be Zohar to come to Rashbi, it's with that Mesiras Nefesh. It's not just pushing. And you have to push Chevra also. Push each other with it. You know, that you could say, oh, I have a halal minion today, but it's already the end of the year. No, you mamash fire. Right? You mamash go with fire. That even you could somehow bring a present of YU to daven with you, you know? Ah, I should have. Right? Sorry, the place is turning around. Right? But then the kud is now you have to be a Ben Aliyah. You have to mamish push harder than the whole time of the year now. And you'll see when that starts happening, when you push yourself, your most nefesh in Torah Avodah, the Rav Chaim Vital says like this. He says in Chelek Rishon on Shari Kedusha, it says Kol Osik b'Torah Lishma Ritzor Lomar Lishma Shel Torah Shehi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're Osik in it Lishma for Hashem Ki Kol HaTorah Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zohar says, right? Zoch LeDvarim Harbe. He says, what does it mean LeDvarim Harbe? Umegadlo Razei Torah. That Razei Torah is megalit to you, right? V'nasa Kemayan HaMizgaber. You become mamish a brook that's mamish flowing with Torah. Right? But that's the Nekudah now. If you're Moser Nefesh, Hashem just gives it to you as a Matana. Right? And Dafka this time of the year, it's Rosh Hashanah, the Pnimiyas HaTorah. So how much do you want that? It comes with Mesiras Nefesh. Right? So, when we speak about being a Ben Aliyah, it's fun. Right? So one of the Nekudahs of Ben Aliyah, you can take a picture on your phone sometimes, you know? So, this is what Rav Nachman says in the Nekudah Eitzos. Yeah? It's in the Nekudah Eitzos on the Eretz Yisrael. He says, Misha wrote to Leos Ish Yisrael the MS, person wants to be a Jew. Just be a Jew. Right? The Hainu, Sheyelech Midarga Ladarga, to go to be a Ben Aliyah, E Efshar Ki Im Aide Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He says, it's impossible to be a Ben Aliyah in Yiddishkeit unless you're Mekusha to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Ki Kol Aliyos, Shetzrichan Alos El Kedusha, because all the Aliyos and the growing a person has in his Avodah, Dafkin Kedusha, who rock al yidei Eretz Yisrael. It's only through being mekusher to Eretz Yisrael. That's the only way we could do it. Right? Because also the pasuk we said, it was talking about before, that Tamid Einei Hashem El Kechaba, May Reishis Hashanah, that Achashanah, was talking about what? It was talking about Eretz Yisrael. So I think Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutim Aran also, we say every day, right? So that's Tamid Einei Hashem El Kechaba. See, it's Tamid Einei Hashem El Kechaba. Yeah, so what do we say at the beginning of Tzikah Zimra? Hoda Hashem Kiryu Shema Odiyo Nesav. Shilo Zarm Lo Sichu B'chol Nefosav. Yisali B'shin Gatsho. Yismach Liv and Vakshi Hashem. Dirshu Hashem. Yeah, no. What's that sense? You mess it up, right? Ah, it goes like this, yeah? Ah, what's the word? Yeah, Dirshu Hashem Buzo. Bakshu, yeah, there you go. Right, Yismach Liv and Vakshi Hashem. Dirshu Hashem Buzo. Bakshu Fun of Tamid. So it makes a Gzer Shava, yeah? He says, here we say, Bakshu Fan of Tamid. So this Tamid is going on to Tamid Eini Hashem Lekechaba. That if you're someone who's always searching after Hashem, always trying to get to Hashem, Bakshu Fan of Tamid, then you have upon you Tamid Eini Hashem Lekechaba. Hashem's eyes are always on you, and you have Mamash Tiyashkecha Pratis in your life. Right? But that comes from where? This comes from Eretz Yisrael. The eyes of Eretz Yisrael are on you, even in Chutzart, you can say. As what? Well, it's that in the being Mekush with Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, I can write a book on. I was there for 3 weeks. I can mamish write a book on the Ashkacha Pratis that happened to me in Eretz Yisrael, all over the place. Mamish all over the place. But that's where it is in Eretz Yisrael. But it comes from Bakshu Fanav Tamid. This time now, also. Mamish being Moser Nefesh for the Borei Olam. Yeah? So, I just picked up a Sefer from. You've been to Meiron in the last year? 2 years? Yeah. So, you know, like the big Nanach chill outside of Meiron? Yeah. It's the best. But they have Mamish awesome Sfarim there. You know? No, they really have great Sfarim. So they just came out with a new Sefer. It's reprinted. It's called Zimras Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael. It's basically Rav Nachman Tolchiner was Melakit, all of Rav Nachman's and Rav Nassim's Torahs on Eretz Yisrael. So I just picked that up. Mamish awesome. So you see this Indian. Listen to this. Yeah? He says that Eretz Yisrael, Sham in Eretz Yisrael, Iker Haaretz or Asichel, Bechinas Avir de Eretz Yisrael. Machkim. He says, Va'akim, Nikras Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Nachas Yaakov. Yeah? So he says, "Va'hamochin shem bechinas Yisrael osios li rosh." Yeah, he says Eretz Yisrael is called Chachma, and it's also Malchus. So within Eretz Yisrael, you have what? So what's Aretz? Aretz is Malchus, right? And what's Yisrael? Yisrael is osios li rosh. So Malchus and what's rosh is Chachma. Chachma to Malchus is what the Reishis Chachma down to what? Down to Malchus. Eretz Yisrael itself is the place of what? Where it's that, it's Makusha, that Inyan of the Akris, of the Sof, and the Rosh become one in Eretz Yisrael, right? So, but when you're Makusha to Eretz Yisrael, that's a special Siyat Nishmad. You can Makusha this Inyan of the Sof and the Akris, right? So that's the Inyan there. That's what's called Eretz Chaim. The Zohar calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Chaim. Because you're Mamshich Eretz Chaim. Mamshich Chaim when you're, the Sof and Rosh become one with each other, yeah? So that's what we say. We just quoted before, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So Reishis is Chachma, so Yiras Hashem. So Rav Nachman quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, in Samech Vav, in Tehillim, yeah, in Ayin Vav, in Tehillim, pasuk Tes, it says, Eretz Yara. That what Yira is Aretz. So what do we say the other day? We said a couple weeks ago, we said that Rav Nachman says that the shorish of Kavod is Yira. And so what's Kavod? Kavod is the sphere of Malchus, yeah? So now Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So Reishis is Chachma and Yira is Malchus. So, but what do you see though? That the Reishis Chachma is Yiras Hashem. Yeah, it's that's Mekusher. That the Reishis of Chachma is Yiras Hashem itself. Is that they're one and the same? That Chachma is Yira, right? That the Inyan itself is that what your Mekusher, the Reishis and the Achris again. Yeah, it's a Yichud of the Sof and the Rosh. Right. So that our Voda, but we see also from this, just to go weiter a little bit, is that the Indian is, that says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. That our Iker Avoda is through Derech what? Through Derech Yira. Through Derech Gvura. That's how we start. And that's what we said a couple weeks ago from Tzvi Letzadik, Gematria. Also, Rebbe Chaim Vital also is Gematria Purim. Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. So the Nakuda goes like this.
I just saw
Rebbe, Reish Bezius. Reish Beyud. Rebbe Chaim Vital. Gematria Purim, yeah? So he's now officially our Rebbe, yeah? So it goes like this. So we said, Sheishanim Tavod, Vasid Kol Metecha, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos HaShem Kecha. But it says, what first is Sheishanim? So Sheishanim, see, it's not like saying it was a remez, so what's the sixth sphere from bottom up? So you have Malchus, you have Yesod, you have Hod, you have Netzach, Tferes, Gvura. Gvura is number six. That first you work six years, then the Eved goes out in the seventh year. But first, the Ikar Avodah is the sixth, it's Gvura. So listen to the Torah from Tzvi Letzadik. Yeah? No, I should have to keep going with Tzvi Letzadik. So like this, just to make, we'll say it short. Yeah? He says, so this pasuk, the parsha starts by saying, Darbel b'nei Yisrael, lemor isha ki sazriya v'yada zachar. Yeah? So he says, Ikar shtablis b'tchilas avodah, hirak de l'kaim lishmor lasos akol mitoch t'chinas yira akoponim. So the ikar beginning of a person's avoda is that you serve Hashem mitoch yira. Shehi bechinas isha, right? That's an isha. Isha yiras Hashem, he's salah, right? Umeila zocher achar kach la'avodas Hashem yisbarach gam bechinas ahava shu bechinas zachar. So when you serve Hashem with yira, then what? Then the hava is also going to come. V'zehu v'yalda zachar. That's why it says isha kisazria, right? When you work, zoreya is like planting, that you work and you plant by being an isha with gevura. The other zachar, and the zachar comes out of that. The hava and the chesed in your avodah comes out. Bevada ki b'shvil ha'avodas b'yira b'chinas isha zachar osa b'chinas achar achshe yada gam b'chinas zachar. So abdis ha'hava, that when you mamash work with Yiras Hashem, right? Work that this time of the year where there's a lot of hava going on. That no, I mamash, I'm mitzam to myself and I work harder to be osik in Torah, the Shema, right? With yira. And then the hava comes out. It says, "Varemesh akein betevas isha levada nichlas mispara gam bechinas leidas bechinas zachar." He says, "What we said here is that when you work mitzad isha gvura, the chesed comes as a matan, right?" It says, "Even within the word isha itself is a remes that the zachar is within that." How? Listen to what he says. He says, "Varemesh akein betevas isha kikein isha is no triko nizoshtevos elef shinhei." So aleph is really elef. It's 1,000 shinhei. So Isha is Gematria, he's saying here, 1,305. Shehu be'emes be'chushban, Isha ki sazriya v'yada zachar. He says, so Isha itself, which is the Indian of Gevura, is Gematria, Isha ki sazriya v'yada zachar. That within the Isha itself, when we serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, which is that Indian of the fire, right? Gevura is always associated with fire. So that's Indian, when you see the fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is mechazik you that what? You want to be zilchet to the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, like we saw from Rav Chaim Vital. It's when you mamash go with Mesiras Nefesh, with that inin of year in your Avodas Hashem, then it comes as matana. Your seichel doesn't understand that piece of Gemara. Your seichel doesn't understand Tosos. When you work mamash mevata yourself, it just comes as matana. Hashem fills you up with it, right? So that's the nekuda that we have from there. Yeah. So now, in the Sfiras Omer, we'll finish up with this. He says, so we just said, so, you know, if we're going to quote Rav Chaim Vital, we have to quote Rav Chaim Vital's Rebbe. Who's Rav Chaim Vital's Rebbe?
Arizal.
Arizal. Yeah. So what's the question whenever we mention the word Arizal? When's the mikveh today?
Yeah. Bash.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah. He says like this. He says, in Shar Kavanos, in Sfiras Omer, Drush Zayin. You know, I don't understand all the Indian, it's a little bit Kabbalistic here, but just understand the Nakuda that he says. Says the day of Sfiras Omer, the days of Sfiras Omer is a time of din. Right, we're just gonna read the words, yeah? So you see what? The time of Sfira is what's the time of Sfira? It's time of din. Matan Torah, the chasadim comes to us. Well, when we work, when we do our avodah now, it's Sfiras Omer, right? Counting the Omer, but not just counting it. So I'm saying, it's not just about counting it, it's living Sfiras Omer. That's why you go to tzaddikim, you see them counting Sfiras Omer, it's not like a, it's not a stam inyan. They're mamash living it, right? It's in Zakuda. And then you get your zochet to what? Your zochet to Matan Torah, the chasadim that come down Matan Torah. But it starts with what? Us going within that din, going within that era. Yeah? So, like this. So we say, we know the pasuk in Shir Shirim that says, Uviyom chasunaso, uviyom simchas libo. Yeah? Biyom chasunaso, zu Matan Torah. Yeah? So the day of the chasna, which is the ikar simcha, when Malash being married to Hashem, like it says, that Hashem held a mountain over us, that was the chuppah. Yeah? So that's the nekuda that we have on Matan Torah. That's biyom chasunaso, which is the ikar simcha, ikar chasadim. As we, if you take the Rosh Tevos, it's funny. I don't know why. I saw this in my Shara Kedusha today. I have one remez written down on the front page. I don't know when I wrote that. Take the Rosh Tevos, Uviyom Simchas Libo. What are the Rosh Tevos? Uviyom is Vav. Simchas is Shin. Libo is Lamed. So watch. What's 6 plus 30 plus 300? Perm. So I don't know why I wrote that. In here, there's like nothing going on there, but I don't know, right? So biyom simchas libo, right? Oh, uviyom simcha. No, sorry, biyom chasunaso. It's a day of the, it's a simcha of Hashem. Yeah, big simcha. So what? Why is it a simcha? Because it's a completion of our avoda. But imagine if a person comes to his chasna without being making himself for his chasna. Imagine he doesn't know the inyanim. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to give a woman a tabas, right? He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what the inyan of a chasna is. He doesn't know that it's, you know, sometimes he's schok at a chasna. The chuppah is a serious time. It's a time of avoda, you know? So let's say a person, mamash, doesn't know anything about halacha. How do you get married? Right? He comes in to his chasn class. He's very, I didn't know I was supposed to do chasn classes. I didn't know I was supposed to learn hilchos nida, you know? Imagine that. You have to be making yourself to come. So that's the nekud to have. We mamash from being making ourselves for a chasna now. It's a time of Tara, time to manage, make ourselves something. And then your Zohar, that what you feel, completion of my avoda, that I'm ready to go fight there with a new Torah. That's the Nakuda that we have now. Yeah? So it's Simcha. So now, remember, we've talked about the whole inyan, the Sof and Rosh, Sof and Rosh. Yeah? So how do we get to the Simcha? So what's Gematria Rosh? It's 501. What's Gematria Sof? 146. What's the difference between 501 and 146? They have the Mekasha, Sof, and Rosh.
365.
Close.
355.
355. It's Gematria Bisimcha. Mishnichtas Adar Marbin Bisimcha. Right? But the Nakuda is that what? To Mekasha, the Sof, and the Rosh has to be the Mayavodis Bisimcha. That even though it's Yimei Din, but why is it. So what's the Simcha? Is that who am I serving? Rosh Hashanah, like Rav Nachman says. Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is Yimei Din. So then why is it such a Simcha and Uman Rosh Hashanah? Or it's just by the chassidim. Why is this a simcha? Because who's judging me? My father, Avinu Shvashamayim. Right? It's Avinu Makinu, but first comes Avinu. So that's the simcha this time. Is that even though it's made din, it has to be with a simcha. It has to be halig. Mamash, that my fire. That's why Lag B'Omer comes. It's mamash, the biggest simcha the whole year. Why? Because the biggest Achdei Yisrael, 600,000 yidin. The amount of people, every single person, like any taxi driver I was with in Eretz Yisrael, I was like, I'm saying in English, like, you're going to Meiron for Lag B'Omer? He's like, I don't know. I was like, no. You have to go to Meiron for Lag B'Omer. But most of them say, of course. Rabbi Shimon, of course. He's like, he's not from. He doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't keep Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, of course. Lag B'Omer, yeah. I go there for Shabbos. The mamash, you know, everything. I keep kosher there. You know? Why? Because everyone feels that fire. It's that simcha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So I mentioned the word simcha. Menucha v'simcha or la'ehudim yom Shabbos on yom Shabbos Kodesh. Any times of simcha, it's what? Where does the simcha come from? It comes from Shabbos Kodesh. Because like our friend Rav Kluger said before, what's the whole inyan of Shabbos? Right? Kluger. Shlita. Right? So what's the whole inyan of Shabbos? What do you say in the Chadodi? Likra Shabbos kuvinecha ki mekar bracha meirosh miken mesucha sof masa machshav tchila. That Shabbos Kodesh is this inyan. Right? So what's Sefiras HaOmer called? Sheva Shabbos Tmimos. It's mamish just Shabbos right now. What's Pesach called? Nimachras HaShabbos. Called Shabbos. Everything's just Shabbos right now. Right? The Nekud is because Shabbos is in you of being Mekash the Sof and the Rishis. Right? It's that when I feel like I'm at the end, when I feel like I'm at Sof, I have to Mekash the Rishis. That's why Shabbos is such an interesting day. It's called Tchila Mikrai Kodesh. It's called the first. But it's also Yom HaShvi. It's the last. Because that's the Nekud of Shabbos. It's everything. It is at the end and it's the last. And it's the beginning also. Right? Is that when I want to tap into having a rishis, a haschal in my avodas Hashem, it comes from where? From Shabbos Kodesh, right? That's why we say a pasuk, like we say Hashem al kisavesh, right? We say nachon kisacha me'az, right? Is that nachon kisacha means that we know from Purim that yad al kiska, that the kisei of Hashem is not mishalim. So the ikr is to get to the place of what nachon kisacha. We have to fix that kisei. So the ahava shalom, right, says like this. Says that he's the father of the first visions of Rebbe, yeah? The Kasav of Rebbe. It says, Nachon Kisacha comes from where? Me'az. Then when my avoda is Me'az, it's from Aleph to Zayin, that when I'm Mekasher, Aleph, Yom Rishon, to Zayin, that's Nachon Kisacha. That's how I fix up the Kisei Avaya. But the Nekud is that what you have to Mechazik this Indian, because it's not a Pashan Indian. It's a Sof and the Achris as one. Is that the Nekud of us for Bnei Ali that we're trying to be, is that whenever I feel like my Avodah's down, tap back into Rishis. That's why we say like this, Hashivenu Hashem Melechem and Hashuva, Chadei Shamenu Kikedem. Yeah? So we say Kikedem. Why don't I just say that from yesterday? I was on fire yesterday. So Kedem means that what? Kedem, you go back to the very beginning. The first time I had an Aliyah in my Avodas Hashem, Hashem, bring me back to that. Let me tap back into that. That's why I heard from Nassim Maimon. What does the Kohen Gadol do on Yom Kippur? You're Kohen, no? So what's the Avodah you do in the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur? There's Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Shalosh, Achas v'Arba, Achas v'Chamesh, 1 and 6, 1 and 7. So why does it just be 1 and 2? 1 and 3, why can you do 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4? Why is it always 1, 3, 1, 4? He says, because the ikar is that what? Every time he's going back to his first, where, that was the time I was mamash, the first time I had Aliyah, and now he's mamshich that back. It's going to our rishis and being mechazik our achris. That's the nekud we have. Nachon kisach me'az. But it comes from where? It comes from Shabbos Kodesh, right? And just to finish with the remez, the kavod al tzaddikim, is that we know we say the whole time, sof ma'aseh machshav tchila. Yeah? So the in is that we said here, the kisei Hashem is the kavod shemayim, right? It's to fix the kavod shemayim. That's why Sof Masa Machshav Tchila is Gematria 1359. It's Gematria Baruch Shem Kivod Machusa L'Olam Va'ed. Is that what? That the Iker Inin is that what? I fix the Machus Hashem. I fix the Kavod Shemayim. Machus is what? Machus is the Achris. Is that the Achris? I'm Mechazik the Achris. By what? By tapping back into the Rishis. So B'schus this, we should be Zocha to tap back into the Rishis of our Voda. The Zocha to tap into that Or of Rabshim Baruch Chai. The Or of
this looks smart, also at the end of their Kedusha.
Yeah.
In Mosul.
Yeah. It's, oh, Kedusha. Is that, yeah. It's, if you say, Hu Elkenu, Hu Avinu, Henga Ati Esam, I have that written down, I didn't say it, good. Henga Ati Esam, Achris Kirishis. The Nekud is that the Achris is like the Rishis, like you said before. But to always be tapping back into that Rishis. So, L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh, V'zilcha that day, of Yom Shkul Shabbos, L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh